I don't know if you're like me. Do you like invitations? I'm one of those people that likes invitations, and if one comes through the post, particularly that's the way for a wedding or a party, I tend to stick it on the mantelpiece, or Janet does, one of us does, and the anticipation sometimes is even better than going to the wedding. I didn't say that, but sometimes it's the anticipation of the invitation, and I think it's wonderful. What in my wildest dream I had an invitation to go to the Queen's party at Buckingham Palace. You wouldn't stop me here in telling you about it. What an invitation. The shepherds had an invitation to visit the King of Kings. I wonder if they felt inadequate about it. I certainly would if I was going to visit the going to Buckingham Palace. They're out on the hills, not expecting anything much, probably moaning a bit that they're there again and someone else should be doing. I wonder if this Christmas sometimes you feel like that, a bit inadequate, lacking something. People you know have got university degrees, they've got a husband or wife and you haven't got one. They've got a child, a job, a talent which you always desired. You'd like to be part of that music group. You'd like to be good at sport. Perhaps not enough food you have at some time. Yet, like the shepherds, you have an invitation from God. Come and see. Not a command. Come and see. Perhaps no more important invitation you could have at Christmas to look and wonder what God has done for us by allowing us to accept the Lord Jesus. Emmanuel, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What descriptions of someone. The wise men had a similar invitation to follow the star. Between them, thank you very much, they appeared to have everything symbolized by the gifts they brought. So we have the riches in our society, perhaps, and some of the poorest, the wise men and the shepherds. Just like society now, the Lord Jesus invites all those to come to him, whether you're very rich or very poor. Because God loved the world. And it seems amazing to me sometimes that he loves me and he loves you. I don't know if you were surprised. I wasn't really surprised. There was a survey in America of millionaires and billionaires. Did you see that in the paper? They discovered that however much they had, they wanted more. Everyone that they surveyed wanted more. How incredible. An invitation to follow Jesus comes to all sorts of people. To me, it came through a friend. I was in the dockyard and a friend later told me, he prayed to me, and he came to me, he invited me to come and hear a sermon preached. That was my case. It can be going to a big meeting like J. John at Priestfield. You can hear the word of God preached there. And fascinating, I know from Janet that her grandfather came to the Lord on board ship in the Navy on a battleship. In a Holy Communion service, suddenly he was struck and committed in life to Christ. So at Christmas time, I think we all have that experience where Peter was asked, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Would that be your answer this Christmas? You are the Messiah. Years ago, when I first became a Christian here, we used to sing a chorus, and it stayed in my mind. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Very simple, we used to sing that chorus, and in times past, if you accepted the Lord Jesus as your own personal saviour, have you stuck to that? Have you kept going on that road? No turning back. Perhaps you've never made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Quite demanding. Some years ago, I was in this church. An invitation was made to commit one's life to Christ. And I happened to be part of the ministry team, and I think I was sitting somewhere over there. And a gentleman came forward I'd known for many years. And when he came forward, he sat next to me. He said, "I want to commit my life to Jesus." I said to him, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes." I said, "You've been coming for years." He said, "Yeah, but I've never committed my life to Jesus." I said, "You sure?" His name was Albert. I said, "You sure, Albert?" I'm trying to convince him. And he said, "Yes, I want to commit my life to Jesus. I've never actually done it." I said, "Why at this particular time?" He said, "Well, I've got terminal cancer. I really want to be sure." And we prayed together and he committed his life to Christ. And I remember thinking at the time, he could have had peace for months before, or even years before, if he'd committed his life to Christ and had that moment he could think about. A lovely man who, another example, came to the church on St. Mary's Island. He was 98 this year, and we all used to joke, "Not long, Leslie, you're going to be 100. And he passed away on December the 11th this year. Before he actually died, his daughter-in-law said to him, "What would you like for Christmas, Leslie?" He said, "I'd like a new life." And I thought to myself, that's just what he's got for Christmas. Isn't that wonderful? Nice to live to 100, but a new life is pretty good, isn't it? We're in difficult times, aren't we? I mean, I read the paper and I watch television, I see the news. I'm one of those silly people that read. Isn't it depressing? But we've got good news. Good news. I've got some little booklets. You may have seen these. They're called Journey into Life. I think they're quite fascinating because they've been going, I think, about 50 years almost now. I understand over 30 million of these booklets have been distributed. It was written by a guy called Norman Warren, who was Archdeacon of Rochester. He lived on St. Mary's Island and was governor of the school with me for a while. And this is instrumental in many people accepting the Lord Jesus into their lives. So if you've never done that, do come and see me after the service. Don't worry about the coffee and all the rest that's going to take place. Take one of these little booklets and take that opportunity. The evangelist J. John, I was quite interested to read, who held his meeting at Priesthood, you may remember that, spoke about this little booklet. He said, "The tipping point in my encounter with Christ was Norman Warren's booklet, Journey into Life. It was clear, concise, and challenging, and I opened the door of my life through it." Jesus may be saying to you today, "I'm at the door of your life. I stand at the door and knock. Anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." It's that wonderful picture of Holman Hunt showing that the Lord Jesus is willing to come into our lives. So it may be you today. Don't miss the opportunity.